Join the Power Up Today newsletter and win free books and more by texting the word Power Up to the number 42828. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to our iTunes page and remember to give us a review. And like us on our Designing Your Life Today Facebook page. Get the information you need to do life with power. Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome again to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. And this is Tone It Up Tuesday. We are well on our way with our anniversary. And if you go to our Facebook page, we're going to post our first t-shirt for you to look at, the t-shirt design. And you can say that you like it, or you can leave us comments and say, you know what? No. And as we post these designs, we want you to click like so we can see how many likes we get when it comes to the t-shirt. We're keeping it very, very simple. Now, the thing is that you will get an opportunity to win a t-shirt if we pick a winner from that design. But if not, we will find a design and you'll still get the opportunity to win that t-shirt. So we're going to have some fun with that, looking at different designs. You guys know I need help with this, right? Of course you do. Hey, before we go any further, I want to tell you what our topic is for today. We're going to talk about, is anger derailing your success? Are you destroying your fitness with anger? That's something that we want to talk about today, and we're going to keep it short and sweet and get to the point, and we're going to find out what you can do about it if you're allowing anger to derail your fitness success or stop you from achieving your goals or just prevent you from just moving forward and being excited about your life so that you can get the quality life that you deserve. You know, happy people, they often get the life that they want. And even if they don't get the life that they want, well, they manage to stay happy about that too. But I haven't met too many happy people that aren't getting the life that they want. Okay. But I want to remind you guys that I did announce our first giveaway for this month so far on yesterday's Magnificent Monday. And the first giveaway, we're going to give away at least three $5 Amazon gift cards when we reach 14 reviews on iTunes. Now, if we reach 28, then I'm going to add another gift card to that. And we're just going to keep adding to that as our numbers go higher. So skip on over to iTunes and leave us a review. And in order for you to get your name into the drawing so that you can win a gift card, email a copy of your review to us at info@designingyourlifetoday.com. And we're going to post that review on Facebook, on our Facebook page, the winning review. Our reviews is going to be more than one. So that's our first giveaway. Also, you have one more day left to join Power Up Today and get that amazing newsletter that we share. It's great, you guys. We have really good information in that newsletter, and you're just in time to get the newsletter for October. So you want to go ahead and register to receive that, and you can go into a drawing to win a copy of my newest book, Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%. I've already given away a few copies and I want to give away more. So go ahead and get registered. Also, remember, whatever you win, you need to send us a picture of you. We want to see what you look like. And you are, by entering our contest, giving us permission to post it on Facebook. So we're going to put it on our Design Your Life Today Facebook page because we want to congratulate you, and we want everybody else to be excited about it also. Okay, so with that being said, one more reminder, all of my books for the entire month are on sale for either $7 or $14. All of my self-improvement, self-empowerment, life-enhancing books, they are on sale for $7 or $14 during the anniversary month. And that's exciting too, because I wrote some really great books. And I kept it simple in some of my books. I kept it simple in all of the books, but some of them you can get through pretty quickly if you follow the charts and the instructions that are there, and you're going to get some really good results. So I talked about Start Winning yesterday, which is really a great book, because I tell you the difference between SMART goals and goals that actually you can set that will actually get you results, what you have to do, how do you kind of mix the two types of goals so that you can get what you want. So you're going to learn a lot from the books that I've written. Okay, with that being said, let's talk about this anger thing, because you know what? That seems to be the big topic in the good old US of A. People are angry, not just in the US of A in America, but people are angry everywhere. And all across the world these days, and they're angry. And I think anger, a lot of times, it stems from fear. However, nevertheless, it's still anger, and it still has a devastating effect, not just on the individual, but also on the people that are connected to them and the people that have to deal with them. And nobody wants to deal with that, to be honest. But it is what it is. There is a time to be angry, but sometimes people can go way overboard with it. And see, here's the thing. I mean, the state of the country is such that people want to find ways to express that anger. And of course, we have social media. You could go there and you can find tons of negative comments and different things that are going on. And people are upset about those that are taking a knee when the national anthem are played versus those who are standing in honor of the national anthem. And just in case you're interested, the position that I'm taking, I'm a veteran, and I believe in honoring the national anthem. I'm sorry, I just do. Wait a minute, back up. I'm not sorry. I'm entitled to my belief. And that's not what today's show is about. However, I just wanted to put it out there that as a veteran, and not just as a veteran, but as an American, I like the national anthem, and I know what it stands for. It represents our country, our flag, and so I believe in giving it that respect. However, those that do take a knee, I'm not going to get angry with them, because the beautiful part about America is, well, that's what freedom is about. We have the right to disagree with one another. Of course, it's how you do it and sometimes where you do it, but let's get on with the show before I get off track. In our society, everybody seems to be angry. People are angry at the president. The president sometimes spews anger. Perhaps you get angry just from being around that atmosphere of anger, because it kind of gets on you and causes some kind of angst within. Or you may be angry because you didn't get a raise, or you're not getting the promotion, or things aren't working out in your favor, or you're not moving forward in the way that you thought you would. Your goals are not happening the way you wanted them to. Your fitness is so off the mark until you are about to give up, and it's just making you frustrated and angry. So, is anger derailing your success? Well, an easy answer is absolutely yes. However, there are things that you can do to put things back in order, to keep things in its proper, put things in its proper perspective, in its proper place, and you can move forward with your life and get the life that you want. It doesn't matter what I say as to the different, I'm going to give you some strategies that you can use to calm the anger. But at the end of the day, you still have to put in the work. If you want to be physically fit, you have to put in the work. You have to have the discipline to eat right and to exercise so that you can have that healthy body. And you, when it comes to your goals, you have to have the discipline to do the work, but not just work. You have to have right thinking, which when you're angry, it's pretty hard to think correctly. But you have to have right thinking, as well as you must take right actions. In other words, do the things that are going to bring you the results that you want. But sometimes when we're angry, that throws us off the mark. It takes us off our game and it clouds our thinking and it makes us become irrational. There is a time and a place for anger, but not excessive anger, not extreme anger, and definitely not constant anger. Studies have shown that it does have a tremendous effect on your body. When we become angry, our body secretes adrenaline. And so when you start to secrete that adrenaline, and there's no way for you to work that adrenaline off, it does affect your heart. This is something that I learned many years ago. It didn't take much to make me angry. Now I have patience. But before, it didn't take, okay, snap your finger the wrong way and I am upset. I'm just saying. But, you know, I decided to grow up and get a life, first of all, and to get a better understanding of what that whole anger thing was all about. So this is how I know about some of the effects that anger can have on your life. And sometimes you could be angry at the wrong time, at the wrong person, or even at the right person, and miss out on getting the best that life has to offer you. So what do you do about all of that? What do you do about your anger or becoming angry or staying angry? First of all, you want to understand a little bit about what's going on with you. There are times when, I mean, given the level of anger that's in our country and it's everything is so chaotic now. When, because this is Tone It Up Tuesday, I mean, we could talk about different reasons as to why people are angry or what's causing it. But because it's Tone It Up Tuesday, let's bring it back to physical fitness. First of all, some of the foods that you eat can cause you to have negative mood swings. Have you ever seen a person on a diet where they're cutting out all of the different foods? Super grouchy. And there are certain foods that can cause those negative food or mood swings, not just because you're cutting certain foods out, but there's some foods that perhaps you eat on a daily basis or consistently that will affect your mood. For example, coffee, sugar, processed foods, trans fats, spicy foods. Now, I'm in trouble there because I like spicy foods. They're delicious. So, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't, you know, eat any of this. I'm not telling you not to, except for maybe processed foods. Okay, think about what that is. Somebody's like, it's like, okay, I'm going to make this really gross right now. Eating processed foods, it's kind of like, you know how a cow like chews its grass or whatever and they call it, they cud, they chew it, they swallow it, then they regurgitate it, then they chew it and swallow it again. That's what processed foods, that's what I think about when I think about processed foods. Somebody's ground it up and they've thrown some things in there and then they've mashed it back together to make it look a certain way and taste a certain way, and now they're serving it to you with tons of preservatives and additives that are just not good for your body and of course will have an effect on your mood. I have to confess, certain processed foods, hey, I love them. Do I eat processed foods? Not anymore. Just because I like the processed foods, certain the way they taste, that doesn't mean I want to eat them. I prefer fresh foods. I take the time to cook my foods and I stay away from processed foods. Okay, so trans fats, spicy foods, and of course, excessive alcohol. And we've already talked about cutting certain foods out, extreme cutbacks in certain food groups that your body needs. And these things can affect your mood swing. So if you have that on top of the stress of things that are going on into society, now you've got some serious anger going on. And as a result, you're no longer focusing on achieving your goals. You're no longer focusing on getting to where it is you really want to be and where you really need to be. As a matter of fact, because anger weakens your resolve to achieve, you give yourself reasons not to do it. Tony Robbins, and I respect him tremendously, and I respect his work. I don't know the person, but I respect him because he's a person. However, when he said it's okay to use the F word, and since this is a clean show, we mark it as clean and not explicit, we're not going to use the word. But you guys know what the F word is, right? And he says, oh, that's a great way to reduce stress and relieve stress. I'm sorry. He's not a doctor, first of all. And I disagree. Even if he was a doctor, I disagree. Consistent anger, excessive anger, using those words, to me, they just fuel anger. Have you ever met anybody who uses this word that wasn't a stressed out person or an anxious person? This person's so full of angst, they're always moving, they've got to get things done. Or it was a person who just, well, flat out was just flat out angry. Have you ever met anybody who swore consistently and used those words that didn't get angry about things, about either something that's going on in society that they don't like, something that's going on with their job, something that's happening with the business, they're not meeting a goal in their personal life, and they go straight to swearing. I'm sorry, I don't think that that will make you feel better. Okay, it might make you feel better, but it's coming from a place of anger, and so it's affecting how you think, and it's affecting how you perform. And quite frankly, I mean, really, get a vocabulary for goodness sake. But we're not going to talk about that. I have to remind myself, Tone It Up Tuesday. Now, on Tone It Up Tuesday, for those of you, if there are any listeners for the first time, on Tone It Up Tuesday, we do talk about, physical fitness, but we talk about it from my perspective because I'm on my fitness journey. No, I did not get on the scale last week, but I promise you, okay, I'm breaking a promise, but I'm making a new one. I promise you, I'm giving myself a do-over. So I will get on the scale and I will tell you where I am next week. And things this week got away from me, so I didn't do it. All right, that's an excuse. I just didn't want to get on the scale. I'm just saying. But I've been doing pretty good, I have to confess. All right, back to the subject. So that's kind of what Tone It Up Tuesdays is about. So in the process, though, of talking about fitness and talking about things that will help you get the body that you want and get the healthy lifestyle that you want, we realize that all of these things are connected. Your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual sides—they're all connected. Those power cores that you have—they're connected, and as a result, when one is, off center, it kind of derails the others. So this show, we kind of on Tone It Up Tuesday, we add other things into the whole fitness journey. So anger, which is an emotion, but it's also something that can really affect you physically. So that's why we're talking about is anger derailing your success. So it can stop you from achieving your goals, your fitness goals, and any other goals that you might have. So what do you do about it? Let's get to that part quickly as we wrap up. I gave you some of the foods that can cause those negative mood swings. Well, here are some foods that can calm you down. Tea is one of them. Dark chocolate. And I'm a milk chocolate kind of girl. I like milk chocolate and white chocolate. Dark chocolate, it's good, but I like it with sugar. But dark chocolate is a little bitter, but it's so good for you. And you can, of course, acquire a taste for it if you don't like it. Mangoes are good. Do you know mangoes actually have a chemical in them, natural chemical that causes you to de-stress. Whole grains, and of course, eating a healthy diet. Now, I'm a tea drinker, and pretty soon I am going to go back to. I used to do morning cup of tea on the show, so we're going to get back to morning cup of tea because I'm going to be sharing some of my tea blends that I use that I absolutely just, they're so delicious. So I'll be sharing those. But right now, teas are really good, and one of the best places to get tea from is Teavana. And Teavana, you can find them, they have outlets at different places, different malls, but you can also order directly from them online. And if there's not a Teavana in your area and you say, hey, I really want to try this tea, then you can go to our website at designeryourlifetoday.com. It's right there on the home page. Click on exclusive deals, and if you look through, and it's right there, it's easy to find. Just scroll down, and I have a 15% off for anyone who wants to purchase from Teavana. So if you're a new online customer, you can get 15% off. And we'll be bringing you some other deals like that from Teavana in the future. I have a really great deal that I'm going to be releasing soon. But 15% off, that's pretty good. And that is delicious tea. And the quality of the tea that you drink, it does matter. And you want tea that has fully oxidized tea leaves. And we'll talk about that another day because that's not what today's show is about. But tea can certainly calm you down. So you may want to switch out the coffee for tea so you can calm down a bit. It causes you to slow down long enough. You think, and it just tastes good. It makes your body feel good, not to mention the health benefits. Okay, now here's the thing. So what do you do? In addition to eating foods that will calm you down, such as tea and dark chocolate and perhaps eating mangoes, I can imagine some people like eating mangoes by the bowlfuls because they're trying to calm down. There's some other things that you can do. You may have heard this one. You can delay by counting to 10. You know, that actually works. But when I was going through my anger period, it didn't work for me because I didn't want to count to 10. And I'd go 1, 2, forget this, and just, you know, blast whoever. All right, I didn't blast them that hard. Yeah, I was kind of rude. But anyway, let's get on with it. Okay, so that's one way. The other thing is this one did work for me, is you can use a method whereby you distract your thinking. So you could change your mental channel and train your mind to go somewhere else. Put your mind on something else, something positive, something happy, perhaps saying there has to be a better explanation. And or just look at it from a different point of view. So you can train your mind. That one worked for me. Here's another one that also worked for me. Look for the love side of things, not the automatically doing combat, thinking the worst of the person, thinking the worst in that situation. Try and have a little bit of compassion and understanding about what's going on. Quite frankly, the whole taking a knee thing, I get why people are upset about that. But the other side to that coin is showing a little bit of affections, putting some love into that and some compassion and trying to understand what's going on will certainly take the aggression meter down a notch or two. And as a result, now solutions can start to be discussed. And if you are off the mark when it comes to setting a goal or achieving a fitness goal because you can't stop being angry and you're stressing yourself out, then yeah, find something to be in love with. Get yourself a cute little kitty. Get yourself a puppy or something that makes you happy and just calm down. And of course, be kind to the animals. You get the animal. Animals have feelings too. I love my kitty. Yep. So anyway, he's adorable. Anyway, let's move on. You can also kind of do what's called self-distance. You can try to see yourself in a moment of anger as others do. In other words, imagine in your mind the most awful picture, and that worked for me too, because I would imagine what I looked like when I was upset or angry or arguing with someone, and I thought, man, that's just ugly. There's just no nice way to say it. The other one is you want to make sure that you take in the calories that you need to take in, because that will affect your mood. So these are some of the ways that you can shrink your anger, put things into perspective, and get back on track or stay on track and start to achieve your goals. Well, yes, anger can derail your success, but you guys aren't going to let that happen, are you? Listen, that's all I have for you today on this Tone It Up Tuesday. And because this is our anniversary and we're giving away the gift cards and other gifts, share our show with some of your friends or all of your friends, families, coworkers. Ask them to listen, because all month long we are going to be talking about boosting your motivation to succeed. And I can tell you, we just told you how to kind of deal with your anger if you get angry on a moment's notice or get stressed out. So, because being angry does count, cut, blah, there it is. It does cut into your motivation to succeed, and it causes you to feel like you can't win. And so we're going to be addressing this all month long. And for those of you that have to finish up some goals for 2018, listen, we're giving, or 2017, and get ready for 2018, we are giving you what you need to finish strong while at the same time preparing for 2018. Hey, remember to join our newsletter. You can text the word power up to 42828 and go into a drawing to win my free book. And you've got one more day. And also, you can be sure to go to our Facebook page at Designing Your Life Today and click that like button. Hey, this time this is all I have for real. Hey, you guys, enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do life with power.